All right, next up in Pittsburgh Works, it's the Meadows, and the Vice President General Manager, Sean Sullivan, is here. And, you know, Sean, I should actually pay you because I really love the juice. I love the action. This is everything that's good with our region, 1,400 employees. It's great to have the Meadows on the air today, and welcome to KDKA and Pittsburgh Works.
My pleasure to be here, and thank you for that introduction, and I hope I'm as entertaining as you're counting on. But I have to tell you, you're 100% right. It's a lot about employment. It's a lot about job, tax dollars, community benefits. So we'll talk a little bit about that. But the Meadows is a blast. It's fun. It's good. I've been doing this 30 years, and I'm still juiced just like you are when you go out there.
Well, you know, I mentioned Roger Houston, Delvin Miller. These are people that I grew up with and people that I still revere. I love these people so much. And if you think about the history of this great place, and we're going to get to all the bells and whistles and what's happening now,
yeah.
But what a rich history, Sean.
You know, it continues. I mean, we just set the world record for the fastest race, a minute 47 seconds. Dave Pallone is the North American leading rider, has more wins than anybody else at over 15,000. So records are still being set, and the energy is still out there, and it's a great place to bring your family and come and enjoy the races.
All-inclusive entertainment destination, and boy, I'll tell you, you've really found a way to keep up with the Joneses. I mean, this is Las Vegas of the West. You've got it all. Big shows, big winners, and big fun.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's not the gaming business that I started in 30 years ago in Las Vegas and Reno, Nevada. It's changed, and people want more. They don't want just slots, just tables, just poker. They want everything else, and we provide that kind of entertainment. We have a bowling center that's second to none. We have a great casino with all the casino amenities you would find in Vegas. We have great dining options. We have a food court, a cafe, a steakhouse. You mentioned it, but we have great concerts. We've had Beach Boys out there, Joan Rivers. I mean, Larry the Cable Guy. You know, we just finished up a great lineup this summer that was really well received. We have every weekend entertainment in our Silks Lounge, old Vegas style stuff. You know, great bands, great local performers.
Lounge acts,
yeah. Sometimes lounge lizards, but yeah, lounge acts.
That's okay. And I got to tell you, I'm a food court guy.
Yeah.
I'm the guy trying to get the 99-cent breakfast in Vegas. And what I love, you've got the great steaks, but
yeah,
you also got fun food too. And you know what? It's the sights, it's the sounds, it's the people watching. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, and food courts at our place, it's not the food court at a mall. I mean, it's a commitment to giving out great food. And I think our food and beverage staff, our chefs, we have chefs at our food court. We don't just have, you know, grab-and-go food. We have real experiences, so we're proud of that.
Let's talk about the positive impact that you've had, not just on the region, but Washington County. And you talk about jobs, and you talk about tax revenues and other community benefits. It's a win-win, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, we have 1,400 employees, as I mentioned, and they receive benefits, the majority of them. They family-sustaining jobs. The average salary is also close to $50,000 with benefits. And, you know, we take pride in that. And we paid out probably close to $50 million in payroll and related just this last year. Another exciting, and you mentioned taxes, $154 million for the year to taxes. We're not even the biggest partner in this business. The Commonwealth is a major beneficiary. So those are exciting numbers.
Lots of expansion, lots of improvements. What's the latest?
You know, we just finished our parking garage after our high limit room. We widened our entrance road. Now we're working on, it actually starts Monday, we're working on a new high limit slot area that will be second to none in the region. A great experience for our slot players. Lined up for the near future, hotel, a retail center down on Racetrack Road right near the beginning, the entrance to the property. We're even discussing in great detail an event center where we can have indoor concerts all year long, banquets, weddings, a lot of the major things that we'd like to do 12 months a year. So we've got a heck of a lineup coming up in addition to keeping our casino absolutely jazzed with new games. We spend $3 million a year on new slot machines. So we spend a lot of money there making sure that our guests come in and say what you're saying, which is it's a great entertainment destination.
And I've learned a lot about the gaming industry. And one thing, they really are community oriented. You also deal with a lot of local vendors, and you spend money locally, too.
You know, when you talk about community benefits, you're exactly right. We've given out over $3 million in charitable causes. We're going to give away our 1,000 turkeys here coming up to the Washington Food Bank. We have a program called Neighborhood Partners. When you come and play at the Meadows, you earn points, like perks at Giant Eagles, if you will,
mm-hmm,
and you can turn those in for gift cards. So we support our local restaurants. We support our local vendors. And the old adage where a rising tides lift all boats, that's our motto. We believe that if we're successful, our neighbors are successful, we're in great shape. And that's exactly what the Meadows does.
I didn't know this, but I should have talked to some of my buddies who really indoctrinated me in the wonderful history of the Meadows, and especially when it comes to the trotters. My buddy George Leon loved his horses out there, and I just love the whole ambiance of what you're about. But your 50th anniversary next year?
Yeah, 50th anniversary, and it's so nice to bump into people that have been coming there for 50 years. They came with their parents years ago, their grandparents, and now their parents and grandparents, and they're bringing their kids. But the records keep coming. We just recently had the world record fastest race at a minute 47. Dave Pallone, a guy who's been riding for years, has over close to 16,000 wins now. So it's an exciting place where lots of good things continue to happen.
Do you realize Dave Pallone is the Joe Namath, the Babe Ruth, the Barry Bonds, I mean, the Dale Earnhardt of sulky drivers?
I got to tell you, I passed him in the gym the other day, and he's as low-keyed as it gets. He's in a baseball cap working out hard, but you're 100% right. He owns the North American record. And a few more wins, I think he's got the world record. And that's serious business.
Here's what you have to do for me. I'm going to step out of this Pittsburgh work modes for a moment. I want him on my show Sunday, Black and Gold. Get him to come out to Coons Market. I absolutely worship that guy.
He's a great one.
People need to understand, Sean, this is a legend.
Yeah.
I mean, this is
just to be healthy this long to get that many victories is unbelievable. You're right. You can, racing doesn't get quite the headlines that, Namath does, those kind of things. But when you look at it and you see the kind of wins and the commitment that he has and the professionalism, it is impressive as it gets.
Got to talk about the pace for the Orchids, the Adios. It is our Kentucky Derby. It's huge. And I've often said, we need to get Roger Houston on more to talk about it. And people like Dave and yourself. This is really our history. This is something that we can call our own here in Western Pennsylvania.
A great event every summer, the last week of July. It's a week-long event. It has auctions of horses. It has a lot of the smaller races. But then, yes, the big event, and I think we just celebrated our 45th anniversary, is a great time. People come out in large quantities, enjoy the day of races. It's as competitive as it gets. It's like our own Kentucky Derby here in Southwest Pennsylvania.
Well, I can't do it as well as him, but be there.
That's
obviously
right.
Mr. Houston. I gotta tell you, and I said this off the air, and I'm gonna say it right on the air. I look at the Gunner, Bill Hillgrove, Jack Fleming, Mike Lang. I mean, I could go on and on and on. Greg Brown, Lanny Fratteri, Roger Houston's right there. I mean, this guy is he's ours.
He's in the Hall of Fame. I mean, he's as good as it gets. He's the Pallone of the announcing business for this industry.
First TV show I ever did was with Roger
Houston. Is that right?
So when you see him, tell him I'm always rooting for him and a big fan. And I'll tell you, you can call him in the middle of the night. He'll come on the air to promote the Meadows. That's what
no
I love
question.
About him. Hey, Sean, I really, honestly, this was my honor to have you here today.
No, my pleasure. And listen, we hope to see everybody out there. We'll give you a good time. And as you mentioned, we're in the business of providing great entertainment, fully destination.
Sean Sullivan, he's the Vice President and General Manager of Pittsburgh Works and the Meadows.